Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on The Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry hops-infused hard seltzers.
Try that.
All right, it's Daily Ticker time, brought to you as always by our wonderful friends at Pelican Brewing. They opened crack open today's Daily Ticker with Pelicano. Discover Pelican's summer seasonal cerveza and drink in the refreshment. Joining us now, live on YouTube as well, and we apologize to Mike for this because it's always a little awkward and uncomfortable. We can't see him, he can't see us, but he's playing along. He's got to be on his phone. It's very convoluted, but we always appreciate when guests go the extra mile. Mike Lefko, he's up at Seattle Sports in Seattle, Mariner pre- and post-game host. At Mike Lefko on Twitter. You can give him a follow there. So, Mike, first off, good morning to you, man. Probably a late night for you last night with the ball game. What are the vibes in Seattle? This is a year where they kind of went in with fans disgruntled in the offseason of that was our offseason. We did what? We did nothing. And here they are adding a couple of big pieces at the deadline, looking like maybe a team to beat in the American League.
Well, good morning, guys. Yeah, the vibes are good. I mean, that was the mantra of Eugenio Suarez. And when they brought him back, there was all this excitement because it was a beloved player for the Mariners, a guy that everyone really, the clubhouse, the fans, they all kind of got behind him as someone who was beloved on this team. Jerry DePoto yesterday did speak beforehand and mentioned, hey, there is some regret about how the tenure ended. They had to get rid of him. It was a move that, in hindsight, had they done some other things beforehand, maybe they keep Gino Suarez. But to bring him back, to have this buildup of coming back off a road trip that honestly was pretty tough. They lost the series to the A's. They split against the Angels. And then you come back and you're tied with the Rangers. So to have all this, to have Gino Suarez here, to get on base, to score the first run, and to have this cathartic release almost of all this anxiety from the offseason, it kind of was a perfect night last night in Seattle.
There seems to be two Mariner fans that we encounter in our lives, Mike, and I'm sure you have kind of something similar as well up there. It is either hope springs eternal, the optimism, or it's, nah, I'm not falling for this again. Where ultimately, why is this Mariner team, in your estimation, why is this one maybe different than the last few years?
Yeah, I think you kind of tend to more of the negative lately when you get to the fans. But if you are on the hope springs eternal, and now it feels like everyone is, it's because of this trade deadline. It's because finally it felt like the front office and the team has taken advantage of what is a historic year from Cal Raleigh. 42 home runs at this point of the season. We have hit August, but still 42 home runs through July is just remarkable. So to capitalize on that, to capitalize on a rotation that even though they haven't been the best in baseball, they're certainly capable of that. You have four young arms that are homegrown and you've had some more guys come into the rotation this year. So all of this has always been there. But now to go out and get the exact needs that I think people felt and certainly the front office realized were lacking, those power bats at the corners in Josh Naylor and Gino Suarez. So to do that and to build a deep lineup, in fact, that is what President of Baseball Operations Jerry Dipoto said yesterday as well. It's the deepest lineup he's had post-trade deadline since he's been here. So all of that is the reason for excitement with this team.
Yeah, we're talking with Mike Lefko, Seattle Sports. He does Mariner pre and post up there in Seattle at Mike Lefko on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Kind enough to join us on YouTube as well for the Daily Ticker, brought to you as always by Pelican Brewing. There's been a lot of criticism of the ownership in the front office and the lack of aggressiveness and why don't they spend more money. And we see a lot of that down here from the Mariner fans that we interact with. Does this quiet some of that noise? Is it just you got to have postseason success and a deep run? Then maybe it goes away. What's kind of the temperature on that Right now?
Well, for the time, yes, it quiets that. And people have realized that the Mariners are not going to be a team that plays in the arena in the offseason of the Yankees or the Mets or the Dodgers. It's just not a lot of teams do that. So it's not unique to Seattle, but it is a common and understandable frustration. So the front office, in doing what they have to do, is usually make moves at the trade deadline. And they have been very active the past few years. Randy Arozarena, one of the best moves last year at the trade deadline, he's been incredible for the Mariners this season. Second on the team in home runs, tied for the team lead in stolen bases. He hit leadoff last night. So that has been a good move. And then to add on to that with Naylor and with Suarez, for now, yes, it quiets that noise. But ultimately, with one postseason appearance in the last, nearly 25 years, right, it's going to have to be make the postseason and then do something when it comes to October.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you scan the AL, you look at the American League, and I think this is one reason that there is optimism, is like the Yankees are dealing with injuries. They also think their manager's an absolute idiot. The Astros have come crashing down a little bit. Now, I know they made some moves. What do you make of the American League around the Mariners and just how everything kind of sits right now in that league?
Yeah, all that builds to it. Like you guys are saying, it feels like for the first time in a number of years, I think since the Astros have built this dynasty that they built up, that it is gettable. The American League is winnable, especially when you hold that Tiger series the Mariners had right before the All-Star break up. As look, they can beat the team that had the best record in the American League at that point. The Astros are holding on, and until someone finally unseats them, somehow they're there. But yeah, they're so injured. 18 players are on the IL. They're going to get healthy, but they have just kind of been a shadow of themselves. Honestly, it's the Rangers that I think could be the more dangerous team when it gets down the stretch here, because their pitching is fantastic. If their lineup figures it out, that's going to be a dangerous team. But with the Mariners' success against them, they're 8-2 against them this season. They have an 8-2 record against them. Yeah, the Mariners have played well against some teams you might see in October. And I think that's why the front office sees this opportunity and said, this is the chance. The AL is winnable. We have the lineup now that can get this done along with our pitching.
Is Cal Raleigh the biggest star in Seattle sports right now? And is it particularly close?
Oh, he's the biggest star in baseball right now. I think I'm safe to say that after he kind of stole the show at the Home Run Derby and during the All-Star game. But yes, he is bar none the biggest star in Seattle. The man is sponsoring porta potties. He signed a deal with Honey Bucket, which is perfect. He's capitalizing on the Big Dumper nickname. So yeah, he is the most beloved, the most popular, and still which is great and which has kept him grounded, the most humble and hardworking superstar I think that you'll encounter. So yeah, Cal Raleigh, far and away, the biggest name in Seattle right now.
I apologize, Mike, for not knowing this, but how long have you been in the Seattle sports scene media-wise doing the pregame? And I'm just curious to ask you that because is this Cal Raleigh season the craziest, greatest season you've seen from a Mariner in your time in the media? Or is it up there in the conversation compared to whoever else is in there?
Yeah, my time's been pretty short compared to the long history of the Mariners. So I've been here since 2021 and actually paralleled Cal Raleigh's rise here. So Raleigh was called up in 2021, briefly got sent down in 2022 and has come back. And so it's kind of been fun to watch him and to watch Logan Gilbert, who also was called up in 2021 for the first time. But yes, now in the five seasons, Cal Raleigh is doing something just unprecedented. So it's, for me, the craziest Mariner season I've seen. But I think that's safe to say because no one has seen a season like this from any catcher in baseball in a long time. I mean, Cal Raleigh's on pace to shatter every kind of catcher record you can think of. And it feels like they're making up records at this point. You know, it's the most home runs from a switch hitter, the most home runs from a catcher at a certain point of the season, the most home runs and stolen bases by a catcher. So, yeah, what Cal is doing is historic on a baseball level and certainly for me on a Mariners level from what I've seen over these past 5 years.
Well, as Mike said, the vibes are good in Seattle. They add Gino Suarez back at the deadline. Naylor had already been added, and they get a win in game one with this new-look roster. People are feeling good up there. Maybe this is the year after all.
And Mike, were you any concern about not adding maybe more arms? Like, what do you grade the trade deadline? I know Suarez was a big get. Naylor was a good get. Like, some Mariner fans, they always want a little more, right? They want that streak in the World Series not being in it to snap. What was your thoughts on the arm situation for Seattle?
Yeah, it's hard to argue with what they added because the offense has been so fickle at times, and that's been the issue for years. But, and it's something that even Jerry DePoto mentioned yesterday, they were trying to get in on a bullpen arm until the very end. Because the way this team plays, they play so many close games. Seems like all their games are one-run or two-run games, so you're going to need those high-leverage arms. And they have two very good high-leverage options in Matt Brash and Andrés Muñoz. But we've seen at times, well, what happens when you play a one-run game, and then the next night you play another one-run game, and then the next night you play another game where you need your closer. So that was an area where if you're going to nitpick on something, on one, all right, there's potential for concern towards the end of the season. It's perhaps a high-leverage arm. But if you get to the playoffs, you can also be creative. We know how rosters constrict, and with a series that gives you some rest, we've seen starters come into the bullpen and pitch. Now, that doesn't always work well for the Mariners, but it's a situation where if you get to the playoffs with this group and the lineup is as good as it is, I think you can mitigate that. But yeah, if you're going to nitpick at one thing that, all right, maybe the grade would be an A. You could have had an A+ had you gotten another reliever. But it's hard to argue when everyone's feeling good right now because of Eugenio Suarez and Josh Naylor.
Yeah, they added what they mostly needed, and that was offensive production. Mike Lefko, Seattle Sports, pre- and post-Mariners host, at Mike Lefko on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Kind enough to join us this morning after a big win for the Mariners last night, live on YouTube as well. Mike, thanks for the time, man. Great to catch up with you. Enjoy this run to October, and hopefully we can do this again soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys. All right, talk to you in October. The Mariners in the playoffs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.